Faska Itonga, a mother of 10 children, says her husband started torturing her in 2017 when he married a second wife. She says it was hard for her husband to provide basic needs to the family since it was a big extended family. Itonga says her husband resorted to beating everyone in the house every day with anything he gets to overcome his frustrations.
Can
he
go to?
If he get block or stone or panga, anything he gets, he beat me with it. If I don't run, he will kill me. And I will run even if I enter your house. We will enter together unless the owner of the house rescue me. These children, if they cry, they also beaten. He will displace all of us. We keep standing on the road the whole night, every day.
Itonga says she reported her husband to human rights defenders in Turit and to the police, who arrested and detained her husband for 3 weeks. She says she sympathized with her husband and bailed him out before the 3 weeks, but her life is still full of torture because her husband has never changed. Faska Piribong, a mother of one, says she got pregnant when she was 20 years old and the father of her child abandoned her and went to Juba. Piribong says she started a business to support her child, but she was surprised to see her husband return to Turit to stop her from doing her business. Piribong says her husband wanted her to only be a housewife without any kind of job because he assumes all business women are prostitutes.
He went to the shop. I was sitting in the shop. He came with a gun and asked me, "What are you doing here? Whose shop is this?" And my neighbor was there who told him that this is the shop of Pasca. He told me, "Close this shop. Let us go to our home." I said, "I cannot. If you want, come here inside the shop. Or also, if you want, go to our home. I will get you there." Another woman told me, "You go if he say like that." I said, "If he is holding a gun like this, I will not go. Maybe he will go and shoot me. I should not lose my life for nothing."
Piribong accuses her husband of open stealing her money from the house. She also accuses him of pointing the gun always at her when they have any slight argument. She says she plans to sue her husband in court for torturing her. Major Justin Cleophas Takuru, police spokesperson in Eastern Equatoria State, says the police recorded 60 cases of gender-based violence in November and December. However, only 20 cases were taken to court, while others were settled at the police station with family members.
I remember last month, most of the cases were rape and sometimes adultery, and these are what goes to the court, but the rest of the cases are solved here. There are cases that comes, but we register and solve with the understanding from the family. Despite we register almost 60 cases, but the cases that went to the court are less than 20.
Dominica Edouard, Director General for the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, says the ministry open creates awareness on gender-based violence. She says final decision on GBV perpetrators open defend on what the survivor wants to be done.
Yeah, we have levels of crimes and levels of gender-based violence occurrence. There are some of the cases of the gender-based violence that can be handled by the ministry. Like perpetrators, when they are brought to the ministry, we advise them not to repeat it, and they always accept our advice. And some of these people were put in. And it depends on the survivor herself. When the survivor reported and declared the person should be put inside, yes.
Flora Sibit, Deputy Chairperson of Civil Society Network and Head of Women Agency for Progress Organization, or WAPO, says most GBV are due to the economic crisis in the country. She says her organization, however, engages communities to live peacefully.
You know, with this condition of South Sudan, people are all aggressive. Deep economic crisis. Everyone is aggressive to each other. Families are now even reaching to the extent, a lot of divorce, a lot of different cases are there. In regard to domestic violence, people don't have ways on addressing issues unless using violence, which is not good. For us as WAPO, we are actually doing advocacy part of that in terms of awareness. We don't make intervention direct, but we are working hard to change the mindset of violence into non-violence approach.
Gender-based violence is one of the most critical threats to the protections and well-being of women and children in South Sudan. According to some South Sudanese human rights experts, these high levels of violence are rooted to the objectifications of women and girls, which is traced to bright fries. I am Daniel Garang, reporting from Torit, South Sudan.